ladies and gentlemen, and fellow golfers, for your entertainment.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa, brought to you by the Hagen Oaks Golf Super Shop, America's most awarded golf facility. Naturewood Home Furnishings, where it's all about choices and always about quality.
Thank you for tuning in. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour on Sactown Sports 1140. Hello, everyone. I'm Frank LaRosa, your golfer in disguise, along with Scott Marsh, my buddy and co-host. Scott, we've been going both ends here the last few days, and it's amazing that we finally found a few minutes to sit down and talk.
Absolutely, but I always look forward to it. It's the best hour of the week, every week. We know that.
It is kind of fun. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about golf getaways and the Palm Springs area in specific. You know, I had a great time down there last year and had planned to go again next week, and circumstances kind of prevented that. But I didn't want to not talk about Palm Springs as a great place to go and let the listeners know a little bit about some of the golf courses and some of the things to do down there. So we have as our guest today, Mr. Joe Williams, PGA Director of Golf at Indian Wells Golf Resort. Indian Wells is a municipal facility. We're going to talk about what that really means in the Palm Springs area. Ryan Sidlowski, PGA, is the Assistant General Manager and Director of Golf at Desert Willow Golf Resort. And it also is a municipal golf course, which means that they're owned by the cities there. But when you walk in the front door, when you see photos of these places, you know right away these are resorts. They are world class places to go play golf, and it's going to be fun to talk to Joe, who's an old friend, and Ryan, who I'm just getting to know. And again, talk about reasons to go to Palm Springs. Have you been there, Scott?
You know, I have never played golf there, unfortunately. I'm very familiar with Indian Wells, but not for golf. I'm very familiar with the tennis tournament there at Indian Wells.
Yeah.
And that tennis complex, and I have not been there, only seen it on TV. I know many friends who have been down there for the big tennis event. Just, it is the equivalent of like the fifth major in tennis. That court they have and the stadium court is, you know, one of the best in the world. So I can only imagine what the golf is like. I'm very jealous that you've been down there and had a chance to experience it.
And if I'm not mistaken, the tennis was either this week or last week.
Yes, I mean, it just happened. Yeah, they just crowned the champion.
Yeah. You know, there are incredible places to go for a golf getaway, especially, you know, with Northern California being the jump-off spot. And we're going to talk a little bit about those today as well. But we're really fortunate, and, you know, we've said this over and over again, to live where we do, to have the Monterey Peninsula so close, to have Reno, to have Gray Eagle, to have the Tahoe golf courses, Bandon Dunes.
Yeah.
There's so many places within a hop, skip, and a jump here that, you know, that are great getaways, not only for buddies, but certainly for women to go, and certainly for couples to go. I mean, it's there's a little bit of everything for everybody. Palm Springs is unique in the fact that there's so much more going on all the time down there. And so if you're traveling with people that don't play golf, well, you know, there's, as you say, the tennis tournament. There's the Coachella Festival for music. I mean, the tram, the Air Museum. It's a wonderful place to visit.
It is, and the weather's always good. It can get hot as you move later into the summer, of course, but this time of year, it's just spectacular.
One of the things that that impresses me the most is, and you know, the ability for them to grow green grass in a desert, and I think there's an aquifer under the ground there, so all of their water comes from right there, if I'm not mistaken, which allows those golf courses to be green and lush and carpeted. And I'm getting all excited to go down there again.
I'm excited. I'm going to have to join you one year. And there's just such great history there. Of course, Bob Hope, it used to be the Desert Classic, you know, well ago, kind of like Bing Crosby and the Clam Bake before they've changed the name of that PGA event so many times. And Sinatra used to play golf there regularly. Ronald Reagan had a place down there. I mean, it's just got a rich history too, which I think is kind of cool for that area.
You're absolutely right. And so many former PGA Tour players, have retired to that area.
Yeah.
I know Ken Venturi did, and loved having his own star, his walkway coming up to his house. We're going to talk about all of that on this edition of the Golf to Go Radio Hour. And we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with Joe Williams from Indian Wells Golf Resort and Ryan Sadlowski from Desert Willow Golf Resort. All that and more coming up on this edition of the Golf to Go Radio Hour right after this.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa on Sactown Sports.
Welcome back in. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour on Sactown Sports 1140. Hi, I'm Frank LaRosa. You know, I was supposed to be headed down to Palm Springs for my yearly venture down there. And circumstances got in the way, but I've got the next best thing. I've got two of the top golf professionals in the Palm Springs area with us on the show today. Joe Williams, PGA Director of Golf at Indian Wells Golf Resort, and Ryan Sadlowski, PGA Assistant General Manager and Director of Golf at the Desert Willow Golf Resort. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
How are you, Frank?
I'm doing well. You know, it's Joe. You know, it's just been just about a year since I last saw you down at Indian Wells, and I was really looking forward to another chance at your beautiful celebrity course. You know, it's especially coming out of winter up here when the courses are kind of brown and so on and so forth. And you get down there and all your courses have these green, beautiful carpets and the ball sits up and it's just, you feel like you're in heaven. We'll put that on the back burner and do that soon. Joe, how long have you been in Palm Springs? Well, first of all, how long have you been in the golf business, and how long in Palm Springs?
So I'm lucky, Frank. I grew up in the Bay Area, not far from you, and started out playing junior golf. And my first job was at Palo Alto Hills Country Club, picking range balls, cleaning golf clubs. I worked at Sunken Gardens, which was a city-owned golf course in Sunnyvale, which was my home. All of that during high school and then summertime in college. And then when I graduated, I kind of took a sidestep and got out of the golf world and moved up to Lake Tahoe, had some fun up there working for Harris Casino, and then attended a golf college in Temecula in 95. And I started my career again in golf in 1996 as an assistant golf professional right here at Indian Wells Golf Resort. And been here 27 plus years. I got another month to go to make it 28.
Ryan, it sounds like Joe has passed his probation. Huh?
Yeah, double secret probation. He made it.
Ryan, how about you? How long you been in the golf world?
So kind of a similar path. I didn't take any breaks, but I was probably 15, got my first job at a local golf course in Northern Michigan. And then I jumped into Ferris State University's golf management program. So I worked three internships, one in Northern Michigan, one in Connecticut, and my final one was at Desert Willow. So like Joe, I was picking the range here, cleaning guest clubs after the round, moved into the golf shop, did some tournaments, and I've been here for 16 years.
You know, you guys, just to make the audience aware of who we're talking to, you guys are directors of golf at competing golf courses in an area that has, I don't know, what, 60, 100 golf courses? How many golf courses there?
Well, you probably have close to 100 in our valley, Frank, within a 40-mile radius. And you're right, we are competitors, but as you can tell by our tone, we're friends as well. There are three very, very high-end municipal golf courses in our valley. I would consider our place, Indian Wells Golf Resort, Ryan's place, Desert Willow, and then Silver Rock is La Quinta's public golf course. And they are municipal golf courses, unlike most any other city or valley or state's municipal golf courses. We're ranked up there with the Torrey Pines, the Beth Page Blacks, the city owned golf courses that are, very, very high end. And so Ryan and I often share war stories, city policies and things like that. We're both under a management team as well. So, we're dealing with not only the city fathers, but corporate officials. And then obviously quite a few guests come through our facility. We both have 36 holes of golf, and we're certainly competitors, but I think we use that to our advantage rather than a disadvantage.
Yeah, obviously you guys are friends, and that's why it was so much fun to have you both on the show. For anybody that has not visited one of those three properties that you mentioned, the notion of a muni or a municipal golf course certainly has a mental picture for most of them. But you know, the first time I guess I visited Desert Willow first a long time ago with a I came down with a program called Saving Strokes, which helped stroke victors, regain their ability to get back into life and to enjoy the game. And I just walked around with my mouth open at this municipal golf course, which really, in effect, Ryan, is a resort. I mean, it's a spectacular location. It's a spectacular vista. Sitting, having lunch out on your patio, overlooking the golf courses. I mean, you really feel like you've been transported someplace beautiful.
Well, I know Joe's team hears it just like ours, but no one believes it when you tell them we're city owned.
Yeah.
And, you know, our headwear in the shop, we've jokingly put Muni on some of our hats and they're top sellers. Have you done that, Joe? The Muni hat?
We haven't followed your lead in that, but, you know, what you're saying is exactly right. Probably our most common question or comment is, I feel like I'm at a private club. And we have a lot of, this is their second home, where the residents that play with us on a regular basis that we get to know will often comment that they get treated better at this resort than they do at their own private club at home. And that's really what we're all trying to do. And, you know, it is, as you mentioned, a very competitive arena out here. So we're all trying to, you know, further our games. And, you know, my goal is to be one step ahead of Ryan. And I'm sure that's his goal as well, is to be a step ahead of me.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we're all trying to do. But I think at the forefront is service. And I think we want to make sure our folks feel like they're a member for the day, if you will.
Yeah, there's three comments that I love to hear. One is, it feels like a private club. Number two, Joe already mentioned, we got treated better here than our private club. And then number three is, you know, that's one of the most expensive rounds I've ever played, and I can't wait to come back. Because, you know, Joe's property and our property, we're not the cheapest in town, and our staff have to really bring that level of service. You know, it starts at the check-in. Might even start with their first look at our website or phone call. But every interaction has to be really good.
You know, you mentioned headwear a little while ago, which brings me to the subject of your shops, both of them. When you walk in, you know, they're huge. They're well-stocked. It's all quality merchandise. And you really get the feeling that, you know, if you don't hang onto your wallet, you could spend a lot of money bringing home souvenirs.
Isn't that kind of the goal, Frank?
And I think both of our shops really, you know, highlight ladies apparel more so than a lot of public golf courses, especially municipals. You know, our shop sales are probably 45% ladies apparel, which is really high.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're in that same mode. And one of the things that we kind of, you know, you've been to our place as well, Frank. When you walk in, it's a top 100 golf shop in America every single year. I'm very fortunate the city has allowed me to do a lot of stuff, which is, most importantly, I've hired a wonderful merchandise director. She has a keen eye for fashion, a whole lot better than I do, and I'm going to guess probably better than most males would. And when the ladies walk into the shop, they want to be late to the tee. You know, because there's so much for them to see. And it's oftentimes the husband's going, let's go, we can shop afterwards. But the selection for these apparel, and I'm going to guess it at all three courses, Silver Rock as well, we realize the importance of that because this is a vacation destination. There's male and female coming.
You mentioned being a top 100 shop. That also brings to mind some awards that you recently won. You were recognized by the Southern California section as a merchandiser of the year, if I'm not mistaken, and maybe even a chapter golf professional of the year.
Yeah, this was a nice year for me and for our club. And when you start out with that Merchandiser of the Year award, I've been fortunate, like I said, to be at the property for a long time and have some wonderful folks. For me to take credit in something of that award is a very, very big challenge. My merchandiser, Pam Vincent, is absolutely wonderful. She brings in all the fashion that I've not even heard of. And I guess what I've done is give her the rope to make the shop look as good as it possibly can. And so every year, and I've been fortunate to win the section award for merchandiser twice. And both times we have a party at my house later that month. And I present that award to her and her team because I'm just the leader of the team. I'm not, you know, moving the fixtures to make them look beautiful every day. I'm not hanging the merchandise. I'm just giving her the go ahead to do it. So, you know, nice to be recognized, more so a facility award. The Golf Professional of the Year award may be a little different. Something that, you know, we've been striving for, or I've been striving for my entire career, and to get recognized by your peers was a very humbling award to receive. And it kind of made me realize that I guess I've done what I set out to do. And I thank the city for employing me and for Troon Golf for letting me to ride this wave. It's certainly it was a humbling experience that month and a half getting those awards, but you know, it's easy to do when you love what you do.
Well, and you mentioned your peers, and I know Ryan and I had some exchange a while back, and he wanted me to be sure I knew about your awards. So obviously you both are friends and supportive of each other. I'm going to want to talk about your golf courses specifically, obviously, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But just to catch the audience up again, we're talking with Ryan Sadlowski, PGA General Manager from Desert Willow Golf Resort, and Joe Williams, Director of Golf at Indian Wells Golf Resort. Ryan, you know, there's so much to do in the Palm Springs area, and certainly golf is uppermost. But what is it about your area? What is it? What's the draw? What's the attraction? What gets people really juiced about coming to Palm Springs?
So I really think there's something for everybody. You've got a really quiet town that has great food, you know, really good shopping, great hiking. So even if you're not a super active person, you can go relax by the pool. If you are an active person, there's so many activities. I've been really lucky as a hockey fan that Acrisure Arena was built, and the Coachella Valley Firebirds have been a really strong team their first two seasons. And we've gotten together as a staff and bought season tickets for that. So you feel like you're on vacation after work for a couple hours at the game.
There's those Michigan roots coming out, I guess, huh?
That's right. Yep. Hockey. And Joe, you raised your family out here. Do you feel like there's a lot more to do now than when your kids were young? Or
yeah, the Valley has just continued to explode, right? I mean, you're spot on. There's plenty to do. You've got great shopping. You've got great dining. It is a resort town. The other thing that I think is the huge draw is the golf. Frank, let's not kid ourselves. With as much as we've got out there, I mean, it's a beautiful March day, and our average temperature is going to be 75 degrees. There's not a cloud in the sky today. And the conditions that you play it at our municipal golf courses are anything but what you would see. The conditioning is immaculate. When I take my kids or my wife to a golf course that's outside of our valley, they kind of go, well, this isn't kept up the way yours is. And it's not many are. It's almost like we're rolling out carpet out here. The conditions that people get to play on at public venues, you're going to be hard pressed to find those. The conditions and the weather just, it makes for it. And then there's always something going on. You know, this month we had the BNP tennis tournament, which lasts 2 weeks. And then April is music festival month. So if you're a music goer, you've got two Coachella weekends. You've got a country music festival with Stagecoach. There's a lot of stuff that happens in our valley, whether it's an arts and wine festival that was just going on this weekend.
Fashion shows.
All kinds of stuff to do. We've got the music premieres down in Palm Springs in January. Movies, excuse me. Yeah. The movie festival. So there's a lot to do for all different ages. And one of the themes of the hotels lately has been adding water parks, and there's a surf park being built. So just trying to have more activities for everybody to do if you're not a golfer. Obviously, pickleball is now huge. And when the weather's nice, pickleball's a ton of fun. When the weather's not nice, you can't really play.
Joe, are you freelancing for the Chamber of Commerce?
The concerts in town now with the Acrosure. Like ELM is coming out this weekend, I think. You get so many great acts.
I think the Chamber of Commerce needs to put you on the payroll, Joe.
Yeah, you know what? It's like I said, we're in a slice of heaven here. And Frank, I never intended to move to Palm Springs and be here 28 years. It's not a bad place to bring your kids up. It's not a place to grow old either. So,
well, we're gonna take a little break, and we're gonna come back and talk about those golf courses that your kids think are so well conditioned that they beat everything else outside the valley. So we'll be back with more on the Golf to Go Radio Hour right after this.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa on Sactown Sports.
Welcome back in. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour. This is Sactown Sports 1140. I'm Frank LaRosa with two special guests, Joe Williams, PGA Director of Golf at Indian Wells Golf Resort, and Ryan Sidlowski, PGA Assistant General Manager and Director of Golf at Desert Willow Golf Resort. Gentlemen, we talked earlier about the fact that your golf courses are municipal golf courses, which means they're owned by the city. But that pretty much ends what description we almost anywhere else in the world think of when we hear the word municipal golf course. Joe, as I mentioned earlier, I was there last year, played your celebrity course. I had certainly heard about the celebrity course. I'd seen pictures of it, but until you stand on that first tee and work your way through that golf course. One of the things that I most remember, not only was it challenging, but I never felt, that I was working hard to enjoy a day of golf. It was a beautiful golf course too. Lots of flowers, water features. It was just a remarkable, memorable day. You have two golf courses there, but not only the celebrity course, but the Players course. But let's, since I know more about the celebrity course, let's talk a little bit about that. What's your impression when you first saw the celebrity course?
Well, I was fortunate to be here when they were building it. And so to see it from dirt to what it opened up as was simply remarkable. You touched on the flowers, and that's out there. We've actually had to reduce a little bit of the flowers from years and years ago just because there were so many of them, and it was holding up pace, really. So there's still strategically placed flowers out there. There's still over 20 acres of flowers on the golf course. And then the other thing that really adds to it is the scenery, whether it's lakes or streams or creeks, all surrounded by snow-capped mountains, with which we have wonderful views and vistas like you had mentioned. So when you step on the celebrity, it's appealing to the eye. It's a good test to golf. It hosted the Skins game in 07 and 08. So we had the likes of Phil and Freddie Couples out here playing, and it was certainly a challenge. So it is a challenging golf course, but the beauty and the feeling of being in a desert oasis is never more prevalent when you're on that golf course. We're surrounded by two big thoroughfares, Highway 111 and Fred Waring Drive, and you'd never know it. The architect, Clive Clark, was strategic. He placed waterfalls near every green and tee on the back nine that may come near those areas, so you don't hear the traffic. You hear the babbling brooks or the waterfalls and see the beautiful mountains with snow on them and lush green grass. It's very, very appealing to the eye, but at the same time, it plays like a country club, kind of tight corridors, undulating greens where ball control is very important. It can measure 7,000 yards from the back tee, so it'll challenge all golfers. But most of our players are playing between 6,300 and 6,700 yards, and it makes for an enjoyable round where you can shoot a decent score, maybe to your handicap, because the conditions are good. If you're missing putts out there, you're either mishitting them or misreading them, because the course is there for the taking.
One of the other things, and I always appreciate a good burger, and just the transition coming back across the bridge from the front nine to the to the back nine, and you've got that truck there with one of the best burgers I've ever had. It made for a great day all the way around.
Well, I'm glad you did. And we stole that from Northern California, though, Frank. You realize that, right? We've got Silverado and Olympic doing that burger dog. And, you know, I just thought, why wouldn't we try it down here?
I wasn't going to say anything about stealing anything. I just thought it was was perfect.
That's called R&D, Joe.
Yeah,
I know. I don't have that Muni hat that yet, though, Ryan.
That's on Pam.
We'll come back to you and talk about the players course in a minute. But, Ryan, describe both. Well, let's start with Firecliff. How's that? Let's start with Firecliff. You have two golf courses at Desert Willow, Firecliff and Mountain View. What's the difference, and why would I want to play one over the other?
So I think we accidentally marketed Firecliff too hard for many years. You know, we still get comments from guests that they don't want to play Mountain View because it's an executive layout, or they hear it's too easy. So in the last probably 5 or 6 years, we've really pushed how great Mountain View is. You know, the difference between the two courses is simple. Firecliff tees are surrounded by desertscape, and Mountain View is lush grass from tee to green. So visually, I could agree it's less intimidating. Mountain View's par threes are harder, but the par fives are more gettable. And then I think, you know, Joe's celebrity course, a couple of my favorite holes are those short par fours on the celebrity. And I think both of our properties have really good short par fours. You know, if you're hitting your driver well, you can go after it. But on most of those, I've made anything from a 2 to an 8. So they're great designs. Great designs.
Joe, what?
Yeah,
what?
I would chime in, and I would agree with that. I think that's one thing that all of the golf courses that we have at our disposal here, there's a nice diversity between long and short par fours, long and short par threes, and par fives. And I know Desert Willow at the Firecliff course, there's some very good risk reward holes out there, much like our place.
Tell us a little bit about Mountain View. I played Mountain View a long time ago, but I never would have described it as an executive course.
Maybe it's
because I don't hit it that far, but I did find it different than Firecliff, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Mountain View maybe even more than Firecliff.
So Mountain View is what you see coming up our property, and my favorite hole on property is hole 6. And go figure, it's a risk reward par five. You know, the course stretches over 7,000 yards, but that hole is only 480 from the back tee. And it's just natural beauty. We just had some drone photography updated, and you can check out our new Mountain View photos on our website. So I would say our staff end up playing Mountain View more often. You can score a little bit better on it, especially if you're a long hitter. And if my brother was coming to town and had time for one round, I probably would take him on Firecliff. So at Desert Willow, we get a lot of guests who go for 36 holes. We refer them to Any Wells every time. But I think we share a lot of the same buddies trips. You know, men, ladies, doesn't matter. They're buddies, and they play 36 holes a day.
That's a lot of golf.
Too much for me.
Yeah. Joe, what's your impression of Mountain View?
So, you know, I enjoy the Mountain View course, and to hear from what Ryan said that it doesn't get quite of the notoriety, I can understand that, because the Firecliff, when it was first built, if I'm not mistaken, Ryan, there was 1 acre more grass than sand.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, completely different diversity. And we have kind of the same thing, but only in a more of a controlled situation. Much like the Firecliff, where he's got a lot of sand, our players' golf course, we do not overseed the rough. So we have that gold look outside of the fairway, which can almost look like a desert-type look. It's what you're going to see at PGA West during the tournament, and a lot of Scottsdale Phoenix courses do that. We've done it to be good stewards of the land, you know, save on chemicals, save on fertilizer, and that kind of stuff. But it also gives us a little bit of a diverse look, kind of like what Desert Willow's got. And we do get that. People that are going to play multiple rounds, looking for places to play. Well, I want them to play both of ours, but then Desert Willow is one that I'm going to send them over to based on what they like. And I'll recommend whether it's going to be the Fire Cliff or, you know, if they're going to go Mountain View, depending upon their ability or what they've got. I've got a real easy situation here. At least I think it is. If you're coming on a guy's trip, I'm sending you to the Players Golf Course because it is a test of golf that I would put up against anything in the in our valley. It can almost get to 7,400 yards. Wow. It hosts the Southern California Open every year and tipped out. Those guys are still shooting 7-8 under par per round. But the golf course is very, very difficult. Holes 4, 5, and 6, they go 469, 459, 470 yard back-to-back-to-back par fours with hazards. It's not easy. So I'll tell guys, if you're coming on a guy's trip, play the Players Course. But if this is a couple's trip, you may be getting divorced if you don't play the Celebrity, because the wives will love the beauty of it. And I follow that mantra. You could almost name them the Beauty and the Beast, because the Players is a very good test of golf. I'm not going to say it's not as pretty as the Celebrity, but it doesn't have the bells and whistles. You still have the mountain views. You still have well-placed bunkers, very strategic water hazards. But two diverse 18 holes, much like Desert Willow. So it gives people an option.
Ryan, you have the feeling that Joe's running this interview?
No, I love it.
You know, Joe, we talked earlier, I think the last time you had some radio experience yourself, and you're involved in doing reports. You're obviously very comfortable at a microphone, and you're a lot of fun to listen to. So I appreciate you being with us.
Hey, you can slow me down anytime, Frank.
No, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Ryan, both of you driving ranges are really spectacular in different ways. Yours is huge, as I remember. Do I have the right impression?
Yeah, it's big, and we wish it was bigger. You know, we wish we could get another week or two of tee. You know, every day we move our ropes back 3 feet, and if we had another 2 weeks worth, that wouldn't hurt anybody's feelings. But we have a two-sided range here. So we have our instruction programming. We have a small membership that we sell at our Palm Desert Golf Academy. So that entrance is actually off Portola Avenue. And when you play Mountain View 18, you drive past it. Our resort side of the range is exclusively used for resort guests for the day. And I watch, you know, around noon, you see some people kind of waiting for stalls, but there's a really nice flow. Usually we'll have a big group that will disappear to the TL at once and open up some stalls. Mm-hmm. But the views on a range are really good. And we get a lot of comments, survey feedback about our practice facilities in a good way.
Joe, my memory of your range, you know, you've got the couches there and the shaded area. And I mean, you almost could spend the day out there. It's just because it's really so relaxing and so beautiful. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you hit on the point that I feel Ryan's facility just dominates us. Their range is something I would die for. He's got a two-sided range, an all-grass tee. We are doing all we can to enhance our range experience, and it sounds like you saw that, Frank, when you were here. One of the things that we've done in the last year, too, is we've added Top Tracer to our range and an artificial tee line, which has been there in the past. But now there's usually, you know, hesitancy, oh, we're hitting off of mats and things like that. With the Top Tracer, there's a flight monitor right behind every station. So as you're hitting your 8-iron, it's going to tell you how far you hit it, what your spin rates were, and those kind of things. So for our guests that are coming from out of town, maybe they need to calibrate their irons. Maybe in Colorado, their 8-iron's going 10 yards further. So with the Top Tracer, you can obviously calibrate clubs. You can play holes out there. But our range, once again, is also very small. I wish it was bigger. Like Ryan said, I think that I could use a double-sided range very much, would be a huge benefit for us. Mm-hmm. We just don't have the space for that. So we're trying to enhance what we've done to make that range experience special. And like you said, you can spend all day there. I've had to limit public practice. I don't allow a public practicer until after 1 o'clock because at the rates we're charging, I can't afford for a guest to pay upwards of $200 and something and not be able to warm up on the range.
Absolutely.
So that is one thing that we've had to do. So it does give you a feeling of exclusivity as well. But that's one area that I think that if we had a bigger range, it would enhance the experience.
All right, I'm going to throw a twist at you because we're running out of time here, guys. But Ryan Sidlowski from Desert Willow, tell me why I should go to Indian Wells instead of your place.
Well, I am blessed and cursed to be in charge of survey feedback, and our reviews are so staff oriented. Our guests are always commenting on how great the staff were, how friendly they were, and I feel that way about Joe's team. And every time I'm on property, they acknowledge you quickly at the bag drop. They acknowledge you as soon as you walk in the golf shop. And then when you're on the tee, sometimes I think their starters talk too much. But everyone is super friendly. You really feel welcome there. And for me, it's great because I know I'm recommending guests to play Indian Wells, and I know they're going to have a great time.
Well done. Well said. Joe Williams, the PGA Director of Golf at Indian Wells Golf Resort. Why do I want to stay away from Indian Wells and go over to Desert Willow?
Well, you don't, but I do recommend quite a few folks over to Desert Willow, obviously. Ryan, it's great to have a friend like him because our goals are the same, right? Where he's talking about the service that you experience here, it's the same thing at his facility. You always want to do stuff sometimes away from work. So, last month I took my wife out to his driving range to hit balls with my wife, and everybody was just so cordial. And like he said, the views on that range, you could spend the afternoon out there. The other thing that you have to see and just the whole sense of arrival and walking into that golf shop and then seeing the beautiful restaurant and what they can do out on that patio, is absolutely phenomenal. So I know you're going to get a very, very similar experience at both places. So it's very easy for me to say, you're looking for another round. Have you been over there? Because you've got two courses to choose from. You're going to get taken care of well, and it's beautiful. Ryan's very fortunate. They're tucked away. They've got a lot of space out there. And you don't feel claustrophobic at all when you go out there. It's a very roomy place, and you really get a nice desert feel of a 360 panoramic view.
Ryan Sidlowski, PGA Director, our Assistant General Manager, Director of Golf at Desert Willow Golf Resort. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Absolutely.
Joe Williams, PGA Director of Golf at Indian Wells Golf Resort. Joe, you can be on this show anytime. I'm telling you, you call me up and tell me you want to be on the show. You got a spot. You're
hey, Frank, as I said last year, thank you for having both of us, and thank you more for what you do for the game of golf and promote our wonderful game. I think Ryan and I are both very fortunate to have a successful career in a game that we love, and we want to share that with everybody that we can.
Well said. I appreciate it, Joe. To both of you, thank you so much and continued success, and I hope the year gives you everything you expect and more. And I hope I get a rain check to come back and see you guys.
I was just going to say, we can't wait for that next visit.
Yeah, the door is always open.
Thank you both. I look forward to it. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour on Sactown Sports 1140. We're back with more right after this.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa on Sactown Sports.
Welcome back in. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour, and you are listening to Frank LaRosa and Scott Marsh. And Scott, that was really fun listening to Joe Williams from Indian Wells Golf Resort and Ryan Sidlowski from Desert Willow Golf Resort as an example of the kind of golf that is there. As Joe mentioned, there's about 100 courses in the area, so there's choices for everybody. There's certainly low-priced golf courses and higher-priced courses and an experience to be had at all of them.
No doubt. And the thing of it is, they're all great courses, so there is no quote unquote low end course in that area. They're all fun to play. Our buddy Gary Gelfand was there recently with his brother. He did a weekend trip. And, you know, he played a couple of the courses and, you know, obviously the ones we're talking about here, like Indian Wells or, you know, just tremendous elite courses. And then you know, you have PGA West too, which was one of the very best in all of the state of California.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think Gary played one of the Indian Wells courses when he was there. We had a moment to talk a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, Joe and Gary know of what they speak.
For sure.
I was really struck with the fact that, you know, here are two competing golf professionals, you know, competing for business in a market that certainly people come to play golf, but they're friends, and that friendship came through to me and who they were and their relationship, not only as golf professionals, but through the PGA and their love for the game. That all was evident to me.
No question. It's like when you have two fine restaurants, like in our area, you know, our good friend Taro just opened up a place at Makuni's over in the Pavilions area. And that all that does is help all the other restaurants in the area, you know, Bennett's, which is so great there on Fair Oaks and Howe. It's like it's not competition. It adds to the experience. It's like when you go to Vegas and you see all the great casinos, you know, they're not necessarily competing with each other. It's just, you know, great things attract other great things. And I think it's the same way with these golf courses here.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And that's why Palm Springs has such a, you know, a rich history and everybody wants to, you know, go have it on their bucket list and go down there and spend a couple of days and enjoy. You know, one of the things that the guys referred to, and you just mentioned it, in restaurants, you talk about some great restaurants down there. And, you know, you just about on every corner, you're going to find, you know, a little mom and pop Mexican restaurant that incredible food, you know, good time we had the last time I was down there. But it's fun discovering those little restaurants as well.
It is. It's all about the experience. And it's just when you get away, those are the things that make the trip memorable. And, you know, for people who haven't had a chance to do the Palm Springs experience, it's just a guy's trip, or as you said, a husband and wife trip. I mean, it's definitely a destination location you need to add to your list.
You know, last year I promised myself that I was going to do more of these getaways this year, and I got off to a rocky start so far, but we'll plan to. Last year I also went up to Gray Eagle for a couple of days and, you know, played Plymouth Pines and White Hawk and where'd we play coming back? We played I'll think of it before I finish this interview, but again, the notion is that you know, all of these are, you know, you hop on a flight southwest to Palm Springs, and you know, you're there with a couple of hours of travel and you know, a couple of hours in the car, and you're up at Gray Eagle and get to play Plymouth Pines or White Hawk. And, you know, again, the same experience, but, you know, it's different. You know, Palm Springs certainly has a whole lot more traffic than they have up at Gray Eagle. I mean, I think Gray Eagle has one stoplight, but different experiences. And again, a way to get away and kind of relax a little bit.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of it. And you and I have talked, you know, for a long time about all the courses we would love to play at some point. And, you know, just making a city trip, going down to San Diego, and, you know, there's so many great courses there, you know, in addition to just having Torrey Pines, but San Francisco, and going to play the Presidio, to Harding Park, to the Olympic Club, to you name it. I mean, there's just so many places you can do. You just, like anything else, you have to put it on the calendar. You've got to make the commitment to find a way to get it done when you can.
You know, you mentioned all those courses and I've played most of them and I'm thinking, well, why haven't I gone back there? Why haven't I gone back there? And we tend to, you know, we tend to get in ruts, I guess, and play the courses that are familiar. And again, we are so fortunate to live where we live and to have all of these courses basically at our doorstep, but, you know, to branch out a little bit, to try something different. I mean, you mentioned the Presidio. I mean, there's a golf course with an incredible history.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was Teddy Roosevelt that played there. But, you know, beautiful with views of the city and a great challenge. And, you know, it's what, an hour and 45 minutes away or something like that?
Everything's accessible. And it's just a matter of, you know, again, just making that time commitment and, you know, finding a way to, instead of just playing, you know, your one or two favorite courses to really branch out. Because golf, as much as anything, is just about the experience, right? And every course brings a different experience. And every time you play with somebody new, it brings out a great new experience too.
And always something to remember. As we get into the summer, you know, the notion of Palm Springs and San Francisco and places like that, those you can go year round. And yep. But right here in our backyard with the courses at North Lake Tahoe and on the South Shore and Gray Eagle up to Grizzly, you know, you have the summer months to be able to do that. They have a shortened season. So I suppose if you're going to, you know, to plan a trip for the summer, let's take advantage of what we've got locally. Let's get on up to North Lake Tahoe. Let's visit, Old Greenwood, places like that are a great day. And again, you know, I mean, if you don't want to go up there and stay, you can go up there and play. And what, Truckee is an hour and a half or something and come back the same day.
Yeah, you don't have to, or, you know, I've done it time and time before. You can play two rounds in one day during the summer too. Just, you've got Old Greenwood, you can hop over to Martis Camp, you can do a lot of things in that area and play two rounds in one day if you feel so inclined to do so.
You know, I did one of the TV shows I did for Channel 6 back a couple of years ago. I presented the proposition that you could play on the ocean in the morning and finish up at Tahoe in the afternoon. So you could play Bodega Bay and finish up at Old Greenwood at sunset. And you know, the notion that you can do that, certainly with daylight savings and all, but it's, you know, it's feasible. You can do that. And that's again, one of the benefits of where we live.
No doubt. There are so many exciting things. And in Palm Springs too, I mean, you know, a lot of people are intimidated. It is hot there during the summer, but you just get up early and play.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. You know, I played there a number of years ago, and I remember, you know, being sent out with a huge jug of water. They're well aware that, you know, that the heat can get to you. So they make sure that you have plenty of water for your day out there. And Coyote Moon, that's the course that I
Coyote Moon, absolutely. Okay. Such a beautiful course. There's no question. And that's, you know, where I literally have played two rounds. I played Coyote Moon one day, went over to Old Greenwood afterwards. You know, it was a great day.
But you're a golf glutton, I got to tell you that.
If I could play three rounds in a day, I would.
Again, I much appreciation to Joe Williams and to Ryan Sidlowski from Indian Wells Golf Resort and Desert Willow Golf Resort. You know, just talking with them today was so much fun and gets me all jazzed about making a commitment and getting back down there.
Well, what's exciting now, the weather is getting good. We're getting into golf season. We're thinking about all the places we can play. And this is the fun time, and this is where Golf to Go really steps up and hopefully gives some great ideas to our listeners out there.
Hey, not only that, I took my 3-year-old grandson to Tots on the Tee or whatever they call it over at William Land Park. So I'm getting him ready to be a correspondent for the show as well.
I can't wait. He's going to have to be out there for our 100th anniversary show later in the year.
This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you spending some time with us. Back next week. Keep it in the fairway and let me know how you like your trip to Palm Springs.